Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have anything else, or any comments that you want to make, you know, praise be to God, or that you don't want to make on the broadcast, or if you just want to send the email of your comments and your prayers in, you can contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. If you want to do the comments over the air, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And glory be to God. We are grateful for another blessed day that the Lord has blessed us to see and enable us to be able to rejoice in it. Amen. And at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time, you are tuned in to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with Church of Christ Eliza Message. And we're grateful, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's been doing on this segment, Love Thy Neighbor, as we await for our brother and sisters to come on to join us. Amen. Once again, I want to take the time to thank the Lord for all of you that are listening far and near. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And once again, it is truly indeed a blessing to come on this day and to give you the unerring word of God. Amen. And so, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Lord is God. He is awesome. He is working miracles. And I just keep sensing the Lord, as my brother was even saying yesterday, with those you that's listening on the broadcast, that the Lord is going to do something mighty in the ears. I can sense it, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about the Spirit of the Lord being given to us to dwell within us, that the Lord's Spirit will, you know, inform us when God is getting ready to make a move. And sometimes, you know, you don't know the right words to say sometimes in describing it. But I know that God is about to make a move for his people. He's going to do something mighty and great. So I thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you on this day that you've made and created. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity again on this day to come over these airways and to present your word unto a people who is seeking your face, to a people who wants to know about you, to a people who wants to know your direction and guidance, to a people who wants to accept you as Lord. And Father, as we come on this broadcast as your servants, your handmaidens, your men of God, Father, we pray, Lord God, that your anointing will be poured upon us, that we may follow the ways of our God and present the gospel in a way that will be pleasing in your sight. Dear Lord, we are grateful, Lord God, for those who are listening to the broadcast in other countries. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing these airways to reach these other countries, that we may give your word out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is going to come on this broadcast and pray. And Lord God, that they will pray, Lord God, till it will come up before the ears of your throne, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Lord God, for what you're doing. And we come against every hindering attacks of the enemy. We come against every demonic spirit that the devil has sent out to hinder your people, to cause them to be puffed up in pride, to try to discourage them in hope. Dear Lord, we pray right now and we plead the blood against the works of the enemy right now. We plead the blood against every work of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would go into broken homes, Lord God, and begin to restore husband and wife together and begin to restore the parents to the children. Lord God, your word tells us that you are the overall restorer. And even though you are sending your angel messenger to restore all things, he gets his power from you, Lord God. So you are the overall restorer. And we call on you this day, Lord God, to restore marriages that was broken and separated by infidelity and by the lack of love being shown and the lack of respect. Lord God, I pray that you would reconcile the marriages, that the love of God would flow in that marriage and respect of one another would come and flow into these marriages. Lord God, begin to restore right now, restore parents to children who were separated by physical abuse and verbal abuse and sexual abuse. Lord God, I pray that true repentance will come forth in the name of Jesus from both parties and from those who are in the wrong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just pray tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just move in a mighty way. Show your mighty hand. Show your power in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the life that you have given to all that accept you as Lord. For, Lord, you are the life and the light. Whom shall we fear, Lord God? But there is none greater than you. There's none stronger than you. There's none that can do what you do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our Deliverer. Lord God, you are our strength in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you this day in Jesus' almighty name. Because, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. And we take this time to lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the heavens and the earth shows your wisdom. It shows the displaying of your power. Even the stars in the universe shows your power. The whole universe itself shows your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will cover everyone that comes on this broadcast in your blood. Let your blood cover from the top of their head to the very sole of their feet. Father, let the power of your blood restore and strengthen them in the name of Jesus, that their prayers may go forth with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that it may go forth in the name of Jesus, that they may see your hand in your power today in the name of Jesus, that you may be given the proper praise and the proper glory right now in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves before you this day, and we come to acknowledge you for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Glory be to your name. We join the angels in heaven to say hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful for the things that you have done for us, even in the past, how you have preserved our life from death, how you have kept us from sickness and disease. Lord God, you blessed us financially when we didn't have no money, when we had no clothing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are so grateful for the many things you have done for us this day. And Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for how you have blessed our families, bless our children and our daughters and sons, Lord God, and our grandchildren, nephews and nieces. We are grateful, Lord God, for the power of your anointing that has went throughout the family line and destroyed the yoke of curses that have went through the family line. We're grateful today, Lord God, that you are exposing every hidden agenda of the enemy, every hidden motive that tries to trap us or ensnare us in the name of Jesus. We're grateful that you are the true and living God, that your power can reveal, can pull the cloak off things that have been hidden in the name of Jesus. You told us to come against the enemy. You told us to break his yoke right now. So therefore, Lord, we go forth to obey your word. And we come against the enemy right now. We break his yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of oppression, every yoke of depression in the name of Jesus. We break that yoke. Every suicide spirit right now. Every murdering spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against you in Jesus' name. Every demon spirit that entices alcoholism, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Every demon spirit that entices adultery and fornication, we come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that entices inordinate affection, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. In Jesus' name, Lord God, help your people to overcome and strike down the flesh, to crucify the flesh according to your word in the name of Jesus. And let the fruits of your spirit come forth in our lives. Lord God, we repent today. We ask that you forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings, our disobedience, our murmuring and complaining, like the children of Israel in the wilderness. Lord God, we repent of such things. We repent of speaking against you and not believing you in the name of Jesus Christ. But Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. And we know, Lord God, you're about to do a mighty move right now among your people in the name of Jesus. You are tearing down strongholds by the power of your anointing. You are raising your people up who have been weak, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessing them with strength. You are delivering them from sickness and disease. You have delivered them from death, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessing your people now. And you have even greater things that you're about to manifest. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, we trust. We release. We declare. And Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, right now in your holy and precious name, Lord God. Lord, the words that have gone forth, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we know. We know that your word is true. We know, Lord God, that your word will not come back, will not return unto you void, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, Jesus, the words that have gone forth already, Lord, you said, where there are two or three gathered together in your name, that you're in the midst, and we agree. We agree, Lord Jesus, upon those words, Lord. Lord, because we know that your words, Lord God, that they are true and that we can trust in them, that we can stand on them, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you not let us be moved, Lord. Not let us be moved, Lord Jesus, upon the things that we know to be true, Lord, but help us to hold fast to thy word. Help us, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, right now, we just said, according to your word, let the weak say that they are strong, Lord. And so today, Lord Jesus, we stand in the gap, Lord, for the weak today. We stand, Lord God, to help make up our heads today. We stand today, Lord Jesus, Lord, that for the ones, we stand in the breach. We stand in the breach, Lord Jesus. Lord God,
Lord.
The ones that, Lord, that need healing today. We stand, Lord God, in the breach today, Lord, for the Lord, the ones, Lord God, that are standing in between, Lord God, that haven't made up their minds, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would bring them, Lord, and that you would deliver them, Lord Jesus. Lord God, right now in your mighty name, and that you, Lord Jesus, the ones that have not come all the way, Lord, you said some are persuaded, Lord God, but they have not come all the way. We ask that you bring them all the way, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, tonight, Lord Jesus, the ones that, Lord God, that are letting things hold them back, Lord God, the oppression that are holding them back, Lord, the undecided, being undecided, Lord God, the ones, Lord Jesus, that, Lord God, that letting man hold them back, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord God, we come, Lord Jesus, to break every hindrance, Lord Jesus. We break every hindrance because your word has already gone out. And we declare it, and we decree it, Lord God, that your words are true, Lord God. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you deliver, Lord. Deliver, because, Lord Jesus, we trust in you. We trust in you, Lord God. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, that you have preserved and reserved, Lord Jesus. And I ask that you break every yoke, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we come and ask you, Lord God, that it's time, Lord Jesus. Lord,
yes,
as we come
Lord
forth,
Jesus.
And as the brother has already said, Lord God, and your word
yes,
is true, Lord God, and we know that you are going to,
yes,
Lord
Jesus,
demonstrate. You
yes,
are going
Lord.
To demonstrate
yes, Lord.
And
yes,
make known
Lord.
Your
yes,
word, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we
thank
come
you.
Because we know, Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
That you
yes,
are helping.
Lord.
And Lord God, that we will, Lord God, stand and stand on your word, that we will stand fast,
yes,
Lord, because your word is true, and that we will not, Lord God, be taken
yes,
down.
Lord
we will
Jesus.
Not be hindered. We will not be oppressed, Lord, by the devil.
Yes,
Lord
Lord
Jesus, because you come to set the captive free. And Lord God,
yes,
we can't proclaim our liberty. We proclaim our
yes,
liberty,
Lord
yes, Jesus,
Lord,
tonight.
Yes,
and Lord
yes,
God, we ask that you send
yes,
forth your word,
Jesus.
Lord God, upon the government and upon Congress, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
That
yes,
you would
Lord
send
Jesus.
It, Lord, upon, Lord, the mayor of these cities, Lord Jesus. That you
yes,
would send
Lord.
It, Lord God, upon the principals of these schools, Lord. Lord
yes,
God, the
Lord.
Ones
yes,
that, Lord Jesus, that are in these positions of high authority.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we ask that you break the yoke of the devil, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
forgive
yes,
us,
Lord
Jesus Christ's name. And
Lord
God, as you
yes,
break
Lord.
It, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
We ask that you put it under the blood. That you would put
yes,
it under
Lord
the blood,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
That your people
yes,
might be able to stand and go forth,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, that you would make us strong,
yes,
Lord God, because
Lord
you
Jesus.
Said that you would teach our hands to walk and our fingers
yes,
to fight,
Lord, Jesus.
Lord. And we ask you today, Lord, teach our tongues to be bold, Lord God, and Lord, teach
yes,
our hands
Lord.
To be clean and our hearts to be clean and prayer to go forth,
yes,
because your blood
Lord
is sufficient. Your blood is sufficient,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord,
yes,
as we come, Lord, we ask that you heal,
yes,
that you would
Lord
heal,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Heal the breach between
yes,
you
Lord.
One.
Yes, Lord.
Heal the breach
Jesus.
Between, Lord God, the apostles and the bishops and the elders. Heal the breach, Lord God, in the church.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, come forth and we stand
Amen.
In the gap for the church tonight.
Yes,
we come
Jesus.
And we stand in the gap for what we know, Lord God, to be your
yes,
true
Lord
church,
Jesus.
Lord. We stand, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
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 we ask that you, Lord, that you take control, Lord Jesus,
yes,
and that you
Lord.
Rule
Thank
and overrule,
Lord.
Lord God. And Lord Jesus,
yes,
that
Lord,
man,
Jesus.
Man, Lord God, that they will be touched, Lord. Touch them, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And Lord God, that your word would be the one that rule and overrule
yes,
your word,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
and not the word of man.
Yes,
and tonight, Lord, because we know
yes,
that all
Jesus.
These different cancers and the heart attacks and different sickness
yes, Lord,
and illness
Jesus.
And infection they are of the devil, because Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
You say healing, healing is the children's
yes,
bread tonight.
Lord Jesus.
Healing is
yes,
the children's
Lord.
Bread. So, Lord God, we ask that you touch, Lord, that you touch,
oh,
Lord, the spirit
you,
of depression
Jesus.
And oppression tonight,
yes,
and
Lord.
Over minds, and over, Lord God,
yes,
that spirit
Jesus.
Of diabetes, we ask that you break it,
yes,
that you break
Lord.
It 5, 10, 15 generations back, Lord God,
yes,
and heart
Lord
disease,
Jesus.
Our blood pressure, Lord, that you would break
oh,
it over,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, and as you break, Lord God, the spirit of this mental illness, Lord, this
yes,
alcoholic,
Lord,
yes, Lord Jesus, and Lord, this drug addiction,
yes,
physical
Lord
and sexual
Jesus.
Abuse, Lord. And Lord
oh,
Jesus, we
yes,
ask you tonight, Lord,
Lord
God, that you would tear down the walls of racism.
Oh, yes,
tear
Lord
down,
Jesus.
Lord God. And
oh,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
down, Lord.
School system, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God,
Lord
in your
Jesus.
Holy and precious name. Lord God,
thank
we stand
you,
tonight.
Jesus.
We stand and we decree
yes,
according to your
Lord
word,
Jesus.
Lord God, as the prayer has
yes,
gone forth, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, we come to thank you. We come to thank
yes,
you
Lord.
And count
yes,
it
Lord.
Done in Jesus' holy, precious,
thank
and mighty
you,
name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Glory to
yes,
your name.
You.
Hallelujah. We declare
thank
it.
You, Jesus.
We declare it in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Sleep over, son of refreshing, Lord Jesus. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. He's so faithful.
Lord,
yes.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Help us to call that for alarm,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for this opportunity to pray. I just want to remind those who are getting into praying, as I started off the prayer, pleading the blood over us, because I wanted to remind people that when you, the deeper you go into prayer and you're dealing with certain demon spirits, you have to make sure you're covered.
Amen.
The enemy will try to attack.
Yes.
It's important, people. You know, we try to come before you guys on this broadcast to let you guys know how serious it is. It's not something that you're hearing a bunch of people just saying words, but we are being serious about praying. And when you get into deeper things in your prayer, you begin to rattle the cage of certain demonic spirits. And you would need to be covered because they already upset that you coming around bombarding their place and their hold on people and things of that nature. So I would encourage you all that are, would, you know, say that they're prayer warriors and things of that nature.
Jesus.
Don't forget that before you go into prayer, make sure you cover yourself.
Amen.
Because that's very important. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I remember a time when I didn't do it, and we was praying one time, and after I got off the phone, I just felt bad, real bad. And I didn't know what was going on, and it felt like my blood pressure was real high. And I remember as I was sitting there on the couch, and I told my wife, I said, I just ain't feeling well. It's just, I'm just like, I'm my blood pressure up. And I was thinking, what is it? And then the Lord brought it back to me. He said, you didn't cover yourself. You gotta cover yourself. And the enemy is, you know, attacking you due to you not covering yourself and you praying. So I want to encourage you all that, you know, these are the days of prayer. And the Word of God said, the men shall always pray and not faint. And so we got to have a prayer life, people, you know. There's the Word of God and there's prayer. And God is expecting us to operate in both. And so, therefore, when you're dealing with more demon, powerful demon spirits, you got to make sure you cover. There is more things that is going to be unveiled in these last days. God is going to start showing people who consider this a hoax and thought it was a game. God is going to show people, because these demonic spirits now are becoming more and more brave and bold. And they're coming out more. You're seeing people now openly start and declare witchcraft and stuff that they're doing. And they're being bold in it. They're not, you know, ashamed of it. And you're finding more getting into these witchcraft things and dealing with these demonic spirits. And you're going to see more manifestations of it, people. So get ready. Get ready, get prepared, okay? Because, you know, we're getting closer to the return of Christ. The Word of God tells us that Satan knows his time is short. So now he's doing all he can. And I'm here to tell y'all, you know, you hear about this New Age Christianity. Don't get into that New Age stuff. There ain't nothing but demonic stuff trying to attach Christianity to it. So when you you get to these people that's saying that they're Christians and they into this New Age Christianity, I'm telling you, don't get into it, because it's nothing but witchcraft and all of that in that. And so you're going to see this thing manifest even more, and it's happening even more, that you're seeing more people getting into these witchcraft and all these evil things, amen, and they're messing with a lot of powerful demons. And you can see it on people. You can see it on people. You can can sense it when you come around people, that you can tell that they've been dealing in something very deep. And I'm telling you, people, that, you know, as Christians, we're going to have to get ready, because God has been warning us for years and telling us to get prepared. And many times we have been taking it for granted, okay? But if you look and see what we're seeing today, I mean, they're letting witches now pray up there in Congress, openly pray, okay? They're letting them pray. They're letting them lead in prayer in the Congress, okay? People, you know, this is very serious. This is very serious, okay? And it's not a joke. And you got more people out there, you know, they say, hey, I want my spouse to love me. And so they're going to readers, palm readers, and they're going to get stuff put on their spouses because they feeling neglected. They're turning to the devil's means, okay, to do things, okay? You got more of these singers who are now confessing. And I don't know, have y'all been seeing this the past few years, but now you got more singers confessing how they sold their soul to the devil. They're coming out in the concerts, on the stage now, and they're literally telling people. They're not hiding it like it used to be years ago. They are telling people. These rappers are coming on the stage, and they're telling you, I have sold my soul to the devil. And they are telling people. And the thing about with some people think it's a joke. They think it ain't real. And then other people just simply ain't paying attention. But these singers are telling you. They're coming out and telling you they have sold their soul to the devil. And see, the day is going to come. One thing about Satan, when he uses them in that music, he uses them in that music until they get old by the people. And when they don't become popular by the people no more, where he can use them, then he goes to kill them. He's going to collect people. I pray that those of you that's listening, if you're involved in something like that, I'm here to tell you, the devil is going to collect. You think it because he's giving you these cars and houses and popularity, that that's going to be it. But when it's time for him to collect, when it get to a point that he can't use you anymore, then he's going to try to take you out. So my prayer for you is this, that you repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and be delivered and be set free. That's my prayer for you all. And it's connected to any kind of witchcraft, any kind of thing where you sold your soul to the devil. If you listen to, you know, much of these songs and you listen to the lyrics, you is wondering to yourself, how can these lyrics sell 10 million copies like this? They're not doing nothing but saying a certain word over and over. But when you have sold your soul to the devil, and remember, people, that he as Lucifer, he was once an angel in heaven over music. So he knows how to deal with music. Okay? But now he deals with demonic music. He deals with music that is more motivating to the flesh and motivates you to do evil things than it is to the music of God. And so therefore, you know, he's doing this thing through the music. And the sad thing about us, and even here in America, we have allowed our children to listen to any kind of music. Now, I know that some Christians, you know, want to get hot behind this or what I'm saying, and truth is the truth. We've let them listen to songs that they are straight up demonic. Straight up demonic. They are straight up, you know, these witches even pray over these songs. People don't understand what's going on with these songs. They even pray over these songs. When these rappers tells you, I have sold a soul to the devil, they have literally done it. Satan is into that music, okay? He's in that. You know, I know some don't want to hear about Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson then was into that. Well, the devil mm-hmm. used them. I know people
Amen.
Don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So
Michael Jackson used to, you know, people look at that stuff he took to make him go to sleep for rest. But he had mm-hmm. been doing that for years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to take that stuff and he'd go and go to sleep. And that's one of the ways he got songs from demons, through
mm-hmm.
the dream. Okay? That's one of the ways he got it. And then, you know, he had this competition thing against Prince. Prince was into that satanic stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will hurry up and do the songs that it was said so the devils wouldn't give it to Prince. Well, see, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson already let people know how big he wanted to be, okay? He wanted to be great in the eyes of man. And if you were watched, whenever he come out, people were crying and falling out on the floor. And man, you look like you had to take him to the hospital when this man will walk out on the stage. See, much of this stuff is demonic influence, people. That's what
mm-hmm.
it is. Much of it is demonic influence and influencing man.
Yeah.
This one rapper,
yeah.
his name is Mace, and Mace said that God showed him how he, as a rapper, was leading many people to hell. He said
wow.
God showed him how he would lead many people to hell. Because
wow.
these lyrics is not just average lyrics. You know, there's power in your words. And when you start saying
mm-hmm.
certain things over
uh-huh.
and over, and then you got incantations in those lyrics, those
mm-hmm.
things are being released over our children.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is why they know how to sing rap songs more than they know how to do schoolwork. This is the reason why, that they can say them songs frontwards and backwards. They can memorize it and say it just as clearly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, when these rappers will rap fast, and you be like, what they say, that child can tell you what they said. Now, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you what they said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's serious, people. This thing, I'm telling you that this witchcraft, and this about the enemy, if you look, is coming out more bolder. In the state
mm-hmm.
of Minnesota
mm-hmm.
years ago, they let a Satanist preacher run for governor. A
mm-hmm.
Satanist
wow.
preacher. And this
mm-hmm.
man didn't hide it. He told you he owned a restaurant, and it had on the news Satanist preacher. And they let
mm-hmm.
him run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, people, you know, for us mm-hmm. as Christians, we got to wake up. Because
Amen.
This thing is serious. Okay, these demons have gotten more bold because the church have hid, and instead of her standing, she have hid, and if she haven't hid, she's fighting among herself. So the enemy is just
mm-hmm.
rising up.
Yeah.
And thing, okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. People, the what you read in the Bible, I know some Christians really, or some proclaiming to be Christians, don't fully believe. They don't fully believe that you're going to have to cast out demon spirits. But I'm telling you, God is going to show you the realness of this thing. You're going to be thinking that you're dealing with the person, but you're going to find out you're dealing with the demon in that person. And I'm going to tell you like this. You knocking down the windows and the doors ain't going to do this. It's not going to say, that's not going to save you, okay? I'm telling you right now, these demon spirits, I'm telling you, You gotta be prepared, okay? You gotta
mm-hmm.
be ready, because I'm telling you, they're coming forward. People are dabbling in more stuff than you think they were, even burning this sage stuff, all of this stuff, okay? You're going to find out in history of even of these tribes, there has been demonic worship, okay? Demonic rituals, okay? You can't go get every kind of artifact. Some of you are traveling to other countries, and you're talking about, let me get a souvenir. And you're bringing certain stuff back into your home that is covered by demonic spirits. And now you've brought a curse into your house. This
mm-hmm.
thing is real. God did not allow his word to be written, just to be written, just to say, read this, and it don't mean nothing. It does. Even the objects you can get, people, you got to learn. We all got to learn. We got to check stuff. Everything that seems innocent is not innocent. And when you're getting especially these artifacts from these other countries, I advise you, you better find out some history about them before you get them. And some of this stuff, when you find out the history, you'll find out why was they made, what purpose, and what they represent. And I guarantee you, when you dig deep enough, you'll find out, man, I don't need food this thing right here. Because you can bring curses into your home that will cause a curse of destruction, a curse of sickness to come upon you. In the name of Jesus, we come this day, Lord God, and we ask that you would open the minds of your people.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you would endow into them a seriousness about standing against the enemy.
Yes,
Lord. We ask that you will put in them a desire to seek you and everything that's presented to them that's even to be said that it's to be of you, that they will learn to check things, that they will not be caught in the snare and traps of the enemy, that they will not be caught into magic and witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I want to say it to those Christians that are listening. You can get into organizations that is demonic. You get it into the Masonic organization that is a demonic organization. Some of you have been deceived because you think that because you have become into an interest Mason and because they told you that those symbols represent God, you're believing it. But here's what I want you to understand, that the further you go up into the ranks, the more they start revealing to you who you are actually worshiping. When you get into the 33rd degree, especially, you'll begin to learn how you're worshiping the demon Baphomet. You'll begin to learn that as you go up higher, how you are expected to perform magic and witchcraft rituals. Okay? It's serious. You have to check organizations that calling you to join them. We got to seek these things and learn how to look these things up.
Amen.
Because our enemy, the adversary, is very cunning, okay?
Yeah.
He is very cunning. Yeah. He's coming into stuff that looks to be innocent, even to get our children, okay? They even try to get our children to get into certain things that they say, well, it's an achievement award thing. It's an honor award thing. But when you look at the ritual that they have to do to join, you'll begin to find out that, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. Why are we burning candles in a dark room? Mm-hmm. What are we doing that for? Why are we saying these certain oaths? Listen, people, do you not understand that the sororities and fraternities are coming, have been coming for the past few years into your high school? Don't you know, do you not see where they're trying to draft our young kids, even from high school, to get into these fraternities and sororities that is demonic head off because they teach you about Greek gods and Egyptian gods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they expect you to honor that even over the church you belong to. I know some people don't understand that. They don't know that. If you got to go to church Wednesday night and they call for a meeting Wednesday night, I want to tell you who they expect you to go to. They expecting you to go to that Greek meeting on Wednesday night. See, people don't understand the vows that's involved in this thing, okay? Demonic worship. And all your sororities and fraternities, they are legs that branch off from the Masonic order. Okay, because if you have to look at, just like, and people, we look at race and color, but either way it go, Satan is in both of them. You got the Prince Hall Masons. They're of the black people, okay? Then you got the Masons that's of the white people, but either way it go, it's the Masonic order, okay? The Illuminati, the same way. People, this thing is serious because you're finding Christians joining these organizations. You're finding Christians wearing the caps. They're wearing the shirts with the Masonic signs on them. They're wearing the signs with the Masonic thing on them. You're finding them doing that. And the top key is demonic worship, okay?
Yeah.
And we have to, as Christians who have learned about this, we got to blow the trumpet. We got to blow the trumpet. We got to sound the alarm and let people know that these things are traps of Satan. And these organizations that now they're trying to call a Christian organization. These organizations, it's not of God. And so now you got your fraternities and your sororities branching out, trying to grab our children from high school. They're not waiting until they get in college. They're trying to draft them from high school, trying to get them into that, because it is demonic worship. All those symbols and signs mean something, okay? It's the teaching of Greek and Egyptian gods, okay? Yeah, we gotta sound the alarm, people. We gotta let the people know that this thing is serious and it's deep. All these different organizations, because they're promising people clout. They're promising them a notoriety. And the sad to say, some Christians have got caught up in that. They want to be well-known. They want people to say good things about them and all that. And so, therefore, they're journeying these organizations. And the spirit of witchcraft has taken hold of them. And now some are in so deep of trouble, they don't know what's going on. They're trying to wonder what is happening. How come I'm rebuking the devil, but it seems like it ain't working? What's going on? Well, there's a door open. There's a door open. And when you join these organizations that are not of God, when you join these organizations that are demonic, you come into that place where Satan has a right to attack you. So the best thing to do for that is to repent. I'm not just saying confess that you did wrong, but you got to turn away from it. That's the other thing we have to show the believers. When you get into something where you need deliverance, repentance is not just you saying, I'm sorry. Repentance involves that action that you turn away from it. There's no need of you saying, I'm sorry for joining the Masonic order, but you're still going to their meetings. There's no need of doing that because you have not fully repented. You have just said, I'm sorry, but you have not showed the action of turning away from that. And this is what we got to let people know, that when they're being delivered from things that they got into, where Satan has had a stronghold, we have to tell them what repentance fully is. Because too many people are stuck on just saying words and not showing action. And therefore, the Lord is saying that you have not fully repented, which gives the enemy still the right to attack you. So therefore, we've seen that with some Christians, they are getting caught into these organizations and they are performing witchcraft, and some of them are performing and not really knowing what they're doing. They're thinking they're doing a good thing, a great thing, but they're not. So those of us that know, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. How you doing this day, brother?
Amen.
Oh, just taking it in, brother.
Yes.
Taking it in.
Amen.
Pointing the arrow in the right. You're pointing the sword in the arrow in the right direction.
Amen.
You're upsetting the apple cart. And they listening to you. You know they listening to you. You realize that powers that be are listening now.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you're giving a message to them so they can take to the high priestess. You know, they have to report back to the priest and the high priestess, you know.
Yes, I do.
When they have
these
secret meetings. They have these secret gatherings to report. And I was driving along the thing. I said, you know, people don't know that they are connecting with you with all of your automobiles, that they got a tracking and a hacking thing on all your automobiles. They can hear you, and we don't know how – we do not realize how much inroads they have to listen and see everything we're doing. They have hacking every new automobile, and some of the old have this chip in them. They have this chip. They listen to your certain people's phone calls, and they are listening to you through devices that they are planting in your phone, in your computer. It's amazing. It's just beyond thinking how they are keeping. To those people, like you're speaking now, They're tracking you and listening to you.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
And our government people, whether it's NSA, CIA, or FBI, they are keeping track on all you're doing. And after a while, this is why you're doing a great job, and keep on crying and pointing the sword at the right sources about how Satan is sitting in high places and ruling.
Mm-hmm.
And he haven't got complete rule, but he has partial rule. And where is he sitting yet? From the White House to the outhouse.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll say it again. He's sitting in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way down to the streets.
Yeah.
Man.
So keep on moving forward. And he has placed ministers in the different churches.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan has got undercover people in the various organizations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially with some of the biggest religious organizations, he has plants in them. He has plants in them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And America, you notice that the Illuminati is the center of how Satan is controlling in government places and in the business world.
Amen.
So people declaring that most of the head of some of the major organizations are Satanists. And give a sign, but when you see them, they give a sign that they are Satanists, but you have to recognize what the sign they are giving. They give a certain sign. Hallelujah. And some of the greatest movie stars, producers, give the sign when they appear. And if you look at some of the chief movie stars today, they have already sold out to the Satan organization. And that's why some of them are going to be on the top until Satan gets tired of them, and then they're going to disappear.
Amen.
So hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be surprised who's sitting behind the high places in the White House if we would really find know what's going on. That's why when all the people have together their faith and their rod together, stand strong, because America is under siege.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
I said America is under siege right now. Amen. Under the visible, visible and invoices forces in our offices around the nation and in the center of Washington, D.C., I'm telling you, people do not know what danger this nation is in, because America has sold out. The business people have sold out. Billionaires and multi-billionaires corporates, they have sold out. And they must attend these meetings when they call these Illuminati meetings, as we're connected, all with interconnected with Skulls and Bones and with the Freemasons, and all of them are interconnected and another organization that I'm not going to call. So, but they are giving their forces. Satan is giving his forces. So the saints got to get together. I said the saints got to get together.
Amen.
I said saints got to stand together now like never before. The Bible believes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to lift our sword. I said we got to lift our battle axe. We got to lift our
sword.
And we lift out the rod of the Lord. Like, if we do not do it, and many of us do not discern what the secret orders of things controlling our destiny in America, because America is the last stop. Do you realize?
Yeah.
Once Satan takes America over, he know he got the rest of it.
Yeah.
You understand that? Once he put his foot down and said, I got most of America, then it's almost over with. I'm telling you, that's when the great surge of the Antichrist established the one world government, and the one world church is already seated and taking place before our eyes, and we don't even see it. And most of the church were asleep. You know, they're worried about the cars and the houses and all this they're going to get, the members they got, and they're not seeing what Satan is setting up right before their eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Church of Christ is going to be the loudest voice, but she's not.
Amen.
I'll say this again, just in case they're listening. I love you.
They're listening.
Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you.
Yes, Lord.
I love you.
Yes.
But love
Lord,
has come out of his seat and stop being silent. Because
Lord
is the gate of the voice, like John the Baptist, to declare to the nations. He told us to declare to the nations of the earth. But because of fear and pride, we allowed our voices to be silent. That's why when you got a servant like Brother Nate, you're behind him and with him 100% who crying out, hallelujah. Now we just got to throw some fireballs to Brother Keeve in there, and we got to wake him up there and stir him. Anybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
so
we
got to
pray for my same sons, because they have the same destiny. They got to awaken to it. We got to look at Sister Elaine to him. They got to awaken to it. And Brother Derek Rogers, he got awakening. And Thomas Crockett, and all of them got to be stirred. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Say glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the devil
will
steal their true destiny. The devil wants one particular thing. He wants your true destiny in God. That's what he wants most of us. And he did not want the promised seed to be born. So he come up with this program, I'm going to kill as many babies before God can get his hand upon them and raise them up as the next generation. I'm going to cut off as much of the seed out of the earth like he did in the past. I'm going to kill. I'm put them on the altar, and I'm going to call it convenience. Big convenience. And I'm not going to. But what it is the same thing that Jezebel offered the babies to Balak and Balaam. They are offering their children on the Lord, the cord of lust and inconvenience. They don't realize how America is under judgment because they're offering the babies up. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
They're being offered up.
Jezebel,
offering them on the altar.
And they
call it, and they have named this thing of killing the unborn. They have gave it a nice, sweet name, woman's right over her body.
So true.
Women's right over their body. Do that sound like witchcraft? Do you know why there are so many people missing in the United States and they don't know where they are or where they're gone?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Using them.
You all don't understand how many young people missing in all the cities in the United States?
There's a lot.
Go look on all of your grocery stores, boy, you see a list of people that have disappeared.
So
true.
And they wind up missing. And you need to know why. So, now listen to this. All of your children, all your grandchildren, if you get a chance, put your hand upon them. In the name of Jesus, make a declaration over your lives of your children and your grandchildren. I'm suggesting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make a heaven declaration
mm-hmm.
over your seed.
Yes,
and over your seed.
Amen.
And,
yes,
Lord. And anoint them with oil. If
Amen.
They're willing.
Yes, Lord.
If their mothers are willing. And anoint them with oil. And make
Amen.
A holy heaven declaration.
Amen.
Because the enemy
mm-hmm.
has made an all-war attempt.
Amen.
In every area.
Amen.
All right.
Listen, yes, Lord Jesus.
They're snatching young girls and children and taking them overseas. And now,
Amen.
The second place, they are garnish them into witchcraft and you'll not see them.
Mm-hmm.
This is how what's going on right up before our eyes in America.
Yes.
This sex slave and sex trafficking and children missing, they have to, these are Satanists.
Amen.
Who are snatching and the witches who are offering our children up to Satan.
Amen.
So let's be aware. Right
Amen.
In the White House.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear you
mm-hmm.
said two things in the White House, you would not believe. You would not believe. They might be knocking on my door if I could say this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be knocking them up. So I know you're listening up there, but we're going to declare
you
the whole truth.
Out.
I said, we're going to hear. We are not the silent one. Brother Nate,
Amen.
I don't think he's the silent one. He's the John the Baptist.
Out.
John the Baptist, he cried out. So that's what we're going to do, cry
yes.
out. See, worship the enemy. I said,
Amen.
We're going to
yes,
cry out.
Lord.
I mean, all the saints everywhere need to wake up, stand as
Amen.
One voice, and cry it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
so
you,
so
Jesus.
True.
Hallelujah. Wonderful
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now,
yes.
start anointing around your house.
Amen.
Round
yes.
and anointing. Now, I've said this before. I know anointing around your house now, walk around it, and anoint all the children that come into your house
Amen.
With permission. And anoint
Amen.
Your
Amen.
The grown
Amen.
Children that
Amen.
Would accept
Amen.
And
yeah.
release upon their lives and they
yeah.
covenant them. That
yeah,
they belong
yeah.
to God and
yes,
they belong
Lord.
To Jesus.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
Is in Christ.
Amen.
And he was God before they were born. Declared
yes.
the works of the Lord before even they were born.
Yes, Lord.
To do the works
yeah.
of our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
yes,
be the name
Lord
of our
Jesus.
God. Help
Thank
us,
Jesus,
Jesus, in this hour. To
yes,
declare
Lord.
War against
Jesus.
The devil's war.
Yes,
we
Lord,
declare
Jesus.
That we shall win.
Jesus.
We
yes.
shall win.
Hallelujah.
We have declared
Lord.
That we shall know the victory.
Declare. We declare.
And now they're sending out
Jesus.
Witchcraft curses
Jesus.
Over the Christian.
Yes.
And
yes.
that Brian stop the Christians from standing forth. They're signs
yes.
in most of the churches. And most
Jesus,
of the churches
Lord, Jesus.
Are just
yes.
talking
mm-hmm.
about earthly and vanity and vain things. The big churches,
yes,
most
Lord.
Of them are talking about
mm.
the earth realm. They're not talking about
mm.
the heaven realm. They're
yes,
talking about
Jesus.
What God wants you to have, the house, the land, the mangini,
mm.
and all that old stuff. They want you to have all of that. And John the Baptist cried out with
yes.
the voice of the living God.
Yes, Lord
we
yes, Lord.
Have the spirit of Elijah. We're supposed to be kind, cried out.
Amen.
But the enemy has
Amen.
Did what he did to the church of Christ, and we are silent, and they are silent.
Mm.
So we
yes.
have to repent for ourselves and repent for our brothers.
Amen.
Yes.
So there, we're going to have to repent for ourselves
yes.
and
mm.
confess and humble ourselves. Said, Lord,
Amen.
We have been silent. Our,
yes,
voice, our voice. We have been silent. You told
yes.
us to cry out that the nations will know that you sent your messenger with the last warning, the wake-up call, and we have been silent. We
yes.
have feared man more than fear you, Lord. We have
yes,
closed
Lord.
Our mouth because we don't
yes,
want to be,
Lord.
My God, looked upon.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, we thank you for these our brothers and sisters who
yes,
went and in, who decided to fear not man, nor fear
yes,
sin. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our brothers
thank
and sisters
you,
who will come with
thank
courage
you, Jesus.
And faith. And we refuse to be silent in the moment
yes.
of that we need him most.
Jesus.
Amen.
Careful
so may the Lord bless you all
Jesus.
And keep you.
Amen.
Smile up on you until we meet tomorrow night. The Lord, please.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God
you,
for another
Jesus.
Blessed broadcast. And as my brother said, tomorrow night, the Lord say the same, 7 p.m., we will be back with another Love Thy Neighbor broadcast. So we love you all. May God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.